All right, as I told you last night, we tried in the first half, but we were unable to finish in the second half to get things done the way we would have liked to. I thought that the Raiders prepared and got ready to stop the running game, and so we weren't very successful in the run, even though we did move the ball some through the air. And I think that that impacted the game as well as our inability in some areas, in some situations, some key situations, to continue to move the ball or get points on the board or keep points off the board. And in essence, that's what happened in the game. Also, losing the quarterback with a head injury. Brady is being evaluated today. He's got a test that he's taking today, and the doctors will kind of let me know after they evaluate him, you know, what they think. But it is a head injury, and so I'm going to wait till after the doctors let me know before deciding what's happening on Thursday. Now, we're going to go outside, and we're going to walk through today, and basically it's a walkthrough, no real practice. But since he's not here, then Castle will take those turns. But then when the doctor lets me know, then I'll make a decision. But if he's healthy and he can go, then he's going to go. That's Quinn, okay? So we'll wait to see what happens on that one. The only other injury that's kind of major is the Aegis, the fullback. He got hit in the head as well. And he's being evaluated today, and so we'll find out later on about what his situation is and whether he'll be able to play on Thursday or not. But everybody else came out of the game okay, other than some bumps and bruises. And so we have to get ready and move on to San Diego because that's Thursday night, and we do play Thursday night. So that's going to be the focus today and tomorrow, and then we travel on Wednesday. So I think the big issue is trying to get the bodies to recover, get the minds to recover, so that we can go out to San Diego and play on Thursday night. So that's what the focus is, and that's what we're going to try to get done. All right, with that.
How confident are you Quinn can be ready to go? Well,
just depends on what the doctor tells me, you know. If the doctor says he can go, then he can go. If the doctor says he can't go, then he will not be able to go.
What's the earliest you could find out about Quinn in terms of timetable?
Well, I'm not sure about it. Whatever the doctors see him and finish with him, then they'll call us and let us know.
I mean, could it be earliest today or tomorrow? Or?
Well, they're testing him today.
Right.
So we should know something sometime today. Now, they didn't tell me I'm going to call you at 1 o'clock and let you know or anything like that. But you know how doctors are sometimes. You go to the office and you sit around for a while before you get a chance to see them. So, but when they'll let me know, and then I won't know which direction I need to go after that.
Just one practice, really, for a game.
Well, that's all we got.
I know.
That's everybody got one for a game.
I understand that. But with just one practice, can a guy play Thursday night with just one practice?
Well, all of them are going to have to play with just one practice.
Yeah, he's a quarterback. Come on.
That little critical. But, hey, well, he's a critical position. But if the doctors say he's healthy, well, then why can't he play with one practice?
Does it help that you have a division opponent who you've played recently?
Sure. Yeah. That does help because we know them. They know us, you know. And so the preparation, you're not looking at everything new and trying to figure out what they're doing in a short amount of time. We kind of know what they're going to do.
Is there a chance he could be at practice today, Quinn? Or is what he's doing going to take too much time?
Well, I was told that he was going to be tested today. And so I really don't expect him at practice today.
Something you said a minute ago, you said, you know, we're going to try to get our bodies and our minds right for this game Thursday. The situation you're in right now, what's going to be tougher for this team, to get the bodies right in a situation like this or get the minds right?
I think it's both, Adam. To tell you the truth, it's both. Because, you know, when you lose, it's tough on you. Mentally, You know, you wonder about how you played, what you could have done differently, why things are happening the way they're happening. And so you get down a little bit. And so if you have a whole week to recover, you know, as the week goes on, you begin to put the game further behind you. But in a short week, you don't have as much time to put the game further behind you. And so what we have to do is we have to try to get them to put this game behind us, you know, and have it over with last night rather than today. But human nature will not let you do that, all right? Human nature says, boom, if I could have done this or if I could have done that, you know, it could have been a different outcome.
As far as your running game, just 13 of those carries came from the running backs. And Jamal and Hillis only had 9.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they carry the ball more?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, that the Raiders, they kind of loaded up against the run, and they did a good job against the running game because, you know, I mean, I think they expected us to run the ball a little bit.
It was only 13 runs.
Well, how many yards did we gain with those 13?
It just seemed like you abandoned it.
Well, we didn't totally abandon it. As you looked at the Raider defense, all right, part of their problem has been the passing game. You know, so when you start game planning a little bit, maybe you try to take advantage of what has been happening to them in the passing game, and we were able to move the ball through the air some, all right, and they loaded up against the run. So that leads you to try to throw it a little bit more. And so that's kind of what happened.
But for instance, McFadden wasn't getting any yardage at all, and they kept running, and then eventually it worked. When you're a running-oriented team, isn't it something you need to be more persistent with? And how aware are you of the load that your top running back is getting during the game?
Well, during the game, I know that we have a rotation. Now, I don't have a counter that I count each guy because we have several running backs that we go into the game, and I'm standing there on the sideline, and I see that the runner goes in or the runner comes out, you know, so I kind of know who's in the game. In the case of Jamal, from the running back position, he had the most touches of any running back in the game. Now, granted, it wasn't 33, but he had the most touches of any running back in the game. All right, that's runs and passes. All right, so, I mean, we kind of know what's happening, all right, and then we try to adjust the game plan to what's happening and try to get done. Now, we didn't run him 33 times, all right, but when you look back to see when we did run him 33 times, we were gaining some yards in the running game, which allowed us to continue to run the ball with him. And in the case of those guys yesterday, I think that you also have to be cognizant of where the game is and what's happening in the game, all right, which may allow you to run the ball more. So when you're ahead, you can run it more, all right, but when you're behind, then generally you try to throw it to get chunks of yards to try to move the ball down the field a little bit faster.
But it's your situation where you'd be comfortable going to the offensive coordinator and saying, you know, hey, Jamal's only carried the ball 4 times. We need more than that.
If Jamal is gaining more than that, then yes, I go do that, okay?
But the New Orleans game, you were down 24-8, and Jamal sparked the comeback with a long run.
He was gaining yards. So when you gain yards, you can keep calling runs. I mean, guys, it's kind of simple sometimes, all right? If it's working, you stay with it. All right, and so if it's not working, then you have to try something else. And so that's what we were doing a little bit yesterday. The running game wasn't as effective as we wanted it to be or planned it to be. So now then we start throwing the ball a little bit more.
When do you make that determination that it's not working or that it is working?
During the course of the game.
How soon into the course of the game or how late into a game?
You just have to get a gut feeling, and basically that's what it is. You know, you get your gut feeling about what's happening because you can see what's happening on the field, all right? And then if you like what's happening on the field, then you can keep going with it. If you don't like what's happening on the field, then you change it up.
You guys haven't led in a game this season. How much does that play into what you guys decide to do offensively?
Well, I think all the time we go in planning to get a lead, all right, or planning to score so that we could have a lead. But I think here again, I mean, 3-0, 6-0, and 6-3, that's not even a touchdown's difference there, you know. So even though it might not be a lead, you can still catch up rather easily from that difference. You know, now as soon as it gets to be a 14 or 21 point lead, then it's a different deal.
Romeo, how much involvement do you have in the offensive game planning during the week?
Brian and I sit down every week, and we talk about what we think we need to do, what we think we can do to try to move the ball.
Now that you're down to two quarterbacks and one who's already been knocked out once, are you looking around to see if there's anyone out there that might be able to help you?
Well, I think you always have to look to see who might be available, and if you need to go that direction, you know, have a short list. And I think everybody in the NFL has a short list at every position. And so if we need to go to the short list, then we'll go to the short list.
Given the fact that you've had quarterbacks, both quarterbacks have had head injuries in the games of late, would that affect the fact that you might have three quarterbacks active on game day, or is that something you don't want to consider?
Well, I think that that would depend on the health of the quarterbacks. All right, if all of them are healthy, probably we'll only have two, all right, ready, because we do have an emergency quarterback. And so that's kind of what we'll do.
Will Castle be ready to play Thursday? I mean, has he been cleared or whatever, gone through whatever tests he needs to go through?
Yeah.
You talked about after the game that he got nicked up and might need to...
No, well, nothing has come of that. You know, Seymour hit him and he fell down and he rolled over and... Then he got up and he kept playing, and so he's not one of the major injuries.
When you came in today, how much of the San Diego game plans were done? I mean, did you have it?
During the bye week, the coaches did a little work on San Diego because we just played them, you know, pretty recently. It doesn't seem like that there's a whole lot of difference in what they're doing, and so some of the plan will be the same with one or two adjustments here or there.
So it was pretty much done when you guys came to work today?
We had a good outline.
You got the trade deadline coming up this week. Any moves expected?
Well, usually on a trade deadline, you have to have a partner to trade with. All right? And so if there's no partners to trade with, then there will be no moves. But you never know when someone might call you and ask if, you know, you might be willing to move somebody or if you're interested in somebody. So we'll play that by ear and see what happens.
When do you get to a point where, you know, doing your steady work and trusting the things that you've done in the past as a head coach changes and maybe you feel like you're getting a little more angry or frustrated and you have to try something maybe radically different because it's just not working?
Well, you know what? I thought that during the bye week that I did something radically different, you know, and tried to impact the team. And then that change got hit in the head, you know. So then you just have to make the next adjustment and see what that is, when that is, and then go forward.
What's your level of frustration or anger at this point in time? Does it boil up to that point when the Raiders are coming in and kind of kicking you on both sides of the offensive and defensive line?
Well, now, I kind of disagree with being kicked on both sides of the lines, okay? As I looked at the game, I thought our defense kind of held their own for basically about three quarters, all right? And then in the fourth quarter, we slipped up in a technique here or there that allowed them to gain some yards. But being kicked on both sides, I don't agree with that.
A couple more guys.
Today's practice, Romeo?
Enlighten us to when did Brady get hurt? Was it on the sack before the interception? There's no place that's obvious that he took a blow to the head.
Well, I haven't spoken with him to find out on exactly what play it was, but I think it was in the first quarter that the trainer told me that he had gotten hit in the head and that he wasn't going to be able to go back. And so then that's when Matt came into the game. And I think Matt came in right around the second quarter or the end of the first quarter, somewhere like that.
But did that lead to the interception a little bit? Was he a little woozy and when he kind of floated that ball out there?
Well, when you float it out there, you throw off your back foot. And so he was throwing off his back foot on that one.
That was more of a mechanical thing than maybe not having all his faculties?
Well, here again, I haven't spoken with him about that particular play, but when I looked at the film, he was throwing off his back foot and not able to step into the ball.
Today's walkthrough, will it be basically a correction period, or will you be doing some stuff prepare for San Diego.
We're going to prepare for San Diego. Yeah.
All right.
Wait a minute. We'll get one more.
What do you say to the fans that are frustrated with the performance of your team? What can you say to them?
Well, I say that I understand their frustrations because I'm frustrated myself, you know, and what we're doing, coaches, players, we're continuing to work to try to get it right. And if they'll just hang with us, hopefully something will change.
Thank you.